Mesechtas Kedushin Daf Samaches, the last two lines, Daf Samach Zayin Beis, and the Gemara was discussing the third category of our Mishnah, which discussed various categories of Yichus, and the Mishnah stated, "V'chol Mishayin Lo Alav Kedushin, Alav Yesh Lo Alachirim Kedushin, Havlad Mamza Ve'ezezeh Zehabo Alachas Mikolar Raya Shibatera," and this is referring to someone that was Mizana with someone that was Chai Vikrisis to him, and they had a child, and that child will be considered a Mamzer. And as Tesis explained in the Mishnah Daf Samach Vavim Beis, that this Mishnah is a stumble like Rav Shimon HaTimni, who holds Yesh Mamzer Mechayvi Krisis and not from Chayvi Lavin. And certainly the Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who holds that in Kedushin Tefsin Mechayvi Lavin, and therefore if someone has a relationship with someone that is Chayvi Lavin to him, their child would also be a Mamzer. And the second of the wide lines of Daf Samach Zayin and Beis is the Gemara Yes Minari Mili. And as Rashi explained, that the Shaila of the Gemara is that how do we know that in Kedushin Tefsin Mechayvi Krisis? However, once we know that Kedushin is not Tefsin Mechayvi Krisis, then certainly the child will be a Mamzer. As the Gemara Mesechta Yevamos on Daf Mem Hei states that Kol She'in Lo Love Kedushin have Vlad Mamzer. And finally, at the end of the Gemara brought from Rabbi Yanai Ve'itim Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua that we learned this out from the second to last pasuk in Parshas Achrimais that states Kol She'yasim Kol Teves Elu V'Nichrusu Hanafash Se'isus B'Kerav Amam. We see that the Torah is makish all the rayas to each other, and therefore Hukshu Kol Rayas Kulam La'Chayis Isha Ma'Chayis Isha Lo Tafsi B'Kedushin Av Kol Rayas Kulam Lo Tafsi B'Kedushin. And once we know that a rayas are not Tafsi B'Kedushin, because in Kedushin Taisim Bechayv Yikrisis, therefore if a child is born from such a relationship, the child would be a Mamzer. And our Gemara now is, Ihachi, if you're correct that the din is that anyone that is a Chayv Yikrisis, Kedushin would not be Taifis, and therefore any child that would come from such a relationship would be a Mamzer. And we continue on Daf Samachesim now, so Afilu Nida Nami, so then by Nida the same din should apply. And as Rashi says, Im Kiddush Priya Ben Meidin Dasa Loi Lahab Kedushin, if someone is Mekadosh Priya while she's a Nida, it would not be a valid Kedushin. Vim Bal Lahab and if someone is Mizana with a Nida, then the child should be a Mamza. And the Gemara continues, and how do we know that the child is not a Mamza? Because Alam Amar Abaya, so why would Abaya have taught us that how come Moid Ben Baal Nida Baal Seita she ain't a Vlad Mamza? That all agree that if someone is Mizana with a Nida, or if a husband has a relationship with a Seita who he's also to, that the child would not be a Mamza. And Rashi explains that when Abaya stated how come Moid him, that he's referring both to Shimon HaTimni and to Rabbi Kiva. And although Shimon HaTimni says that Yish Mamza Mechayv Krisis, however, he's moida that if someone's mezana with a nida, then the child would not be a mamza because kedushin is taifis by a nida. And although Rabbi Kiva generally holds that yish mamza mechayv lavin, however, he's moida that if Reuven is born his wife who is a soita when it was kinui and stira, and we know she's also the baal v'also the boil, and she's also the betruma, and even so, if her husband has a relationship with her and she has a child, that child would not be a mamza. And as Rashi points out, in a gay a husband that has a relationship with his wife who's a soita, she a dying kedushin ingin ba, and although there is an issa for the husband to live with her, but the maisa, his kedushin is still oimed, and the fact that he has an issa to live with her doesn't cancel out, is not mevatel his original kedushin, and therefore Rabbi Kiva agrees, but the gay seita, that the child is not a mamza. But Agamara's question is that l'chira, since we learn from Hekish that all chayv krisis are in kedushin types of men, so l'chira, if someone is mekadosh anida, the din should be that kedushin is not typhus, and therefore the child should be a mamza. And the Gemara answers, Omer Chizkiya, that Chizkiya explains that Omer Krod is a special pasuk in a gea bar nida, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Mitzraya, v'mshachiv yishkav isha isa, u'zihi nidas alav v'tami shivas yamim v'chol ha'mishkav ashi yishkav alav yitma. Since the lashon of a sihi is a lashon of avaya and a lashon of kedushin, so we learn that afilu b'shas nidasa, even while a woman is nida, tehei b'havaya, that the kedushin would be typhus, and once kedushin is typhus by a nida, therefore the Torah is specifying that this is not included in the hekesh of Rabbeinu, and the din is that kedushin is typhus by a nida, and therefore if someone is mezana with a nida, then any child that is born will not be a mamzer. And our Gemara will now continue and ask that l'chira, the only mekar that we had, kedushin is not taifis by all chayv krisis, is based on a hekesh, since the pasuk stated ki kol ashiyasim kol taifis eigla v'nichrus hanafashus ha'isis mekarab amam, and therefore we makish all arayas to each other, and we makish all arayas to achayis isha, and by achayis isha we have psukim that teach us that is in kedushin taifsim ba. And l'chira, now we actually have the case of achayis isha where we know for certain that in kedushin taifsim ba. We also have the case of nida that we just learned that kedushin is typhus ba. So l'chayra, now we have the hekesh that teaches us that we should compare all our rayas to each other. So mechtei, the gemara now is, let us see, ikla kushal nida. L'chayra, we could now say that we should use the hekesh in order to compare all our rayas to the din of nida, and we should even be able to learn that kedushin should even be typhus by all the other rayas. Therefore, if someone would have a relationship with any other rayas, the din should be that the child should not be a mamza. The ikla kushal lachis isha, as Rabbeinu taught us, that we're able to be makish the din of all our other arayas to achos isha, and just like achos isha is in kedushin tosim bar, therefore by all other chayiv krisis in kedushin tosim bar, and the child will be a mamza. So my chazus the machshul achos isha actually nida. So why is it the rabbeinu said that we will compare all arayas to achos isha? If l'chayr, let us compare all arayas to nida, and therefore kedushin should be typhus. And the first test of gemara is kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan, when we have an ability to makish something l'kula, which would be from nida, and we have an ability to makish l'chumra, which would be from achos isha, and say that in kedushin tosim b'chayiv krisis, so then there's a klal that we always are going to be makish l'chumra, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is correct when he was makish the din of all other rayas to achos isha, and even though nida will be an exception, and b'negei nida the din will be that kedushin is typhus by a nida, and if the child is born when someone is mezana with a nida, then the child would not be a mamzer. And the gemara continues, Rabbi Acha be'Yakov explains asir b'kavuchem miyavama, the reason Rabbi Yehuda felt that it's appropriate to be makish the din of all other rayas to achos isha is based on the fact that we have a gilul milsa from a kavuchemo from the din of yavama or my yavama she belav leitafsi ba kedushin the mandor by yavama when it's only a lab of leisia isham isachutz leishzar. Even so, even Shimon HaTimni agrees that kedushin is not typhus by yavama. So chayv misis v'chayv krisis like koshkein. So certainly there's a kavuchemo that b'degei chayv misis and chayv krisis certainly kedushin would not be typhus. And based on the fact that we have this kavuchemo, therefore Rabbi Yehuda is correct that once we have a hekesh that compares all arayas to each other, makes more sense to compare it to the din of achos isha, and therefore by all chayv krisis kedushin is not typhus. We won't compare all other arayas to the din of nida, and we won't say that kedushin will be typhus by chayv krisis. But pashas, when you read the words of Rabbi Acha by Yaakov, it would seem that he's actually coming to be chiluk on Rabbi Yehuda, and he seems to be saying that the makar that in kedushin typhus by chayv krisis is not from the hekesh of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's actually based on a kal v'chomer. However, the way we learn the gemara is based on Tosfos dibel maskal umay yavam she belav leitafsi ba kedushin, which Tosfos is bim taima amay lekama nida techiach. That if it's based on a kal v'chomer, then we should say that nida will prove she bekaris, that although this karis v'tafsi ba kedushin af oni avi kol harayis she bekaris, and therefore we should bring from all other arayas that have karis, and the din is that kedushin will be typhus, and therefore it is a way to shlug up this kal v'chomer, and therefore Tosfos says beishleim the kal v'chomer zeh inel legilu milz ba'alma. That Tosfos explains as we explained in our gemara that this kal v'chomer is not actually a real kal v'chomer, that it's actually going to be a full-fledged kal v'chomer, but it's a gilu milsa, the yeshlan l'hakish l'achis isha, vein l'loima nida d'chiyach. And also, before we continue, let's point out that in the first tarot of the gemara stated, kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan, and it's more v'chumra to compare all arayas to achis isha than to compare all arayas to nida. And taisin diva maskal l'chumra makshinan is, bim taima ad rabba, chumra l'loima t'asir b'kadushin, l'aisu l'alma, that if you would ask me, the chumra would actually be that we would say that kedushin should be typhus by chayv krisis, and this way this woman will be considered ish zish, and she will now be also to the rest of the world. And Taisa says, "Beish leima da adraba chumra hu leima da leitafsiba." That it's a greater chumra to say that kedushin is not typhus than the teichach on the imrim da vlad mamza, because what comes hand in hand with in kedushin typhusimba is that any child that's born will be a mamza, and that is a greater chumra. And Rashi actually says this as well. Indeed, a masal chumra lastis have vlad mamza shama muzeres tluim bekedushin the chol mishein la love kedushin have vlad mamza. And finally, the Gemara in the second Teretz mentioned that Yavama Shibalav is Loi Tafsib HaKadushin. Rashi brings that this is going according to the Shita of Rab and Mesechzi Yavamas that holds Menayin Shikadushin types in B'Yavama, Dechsiv Loi Sia Isha Mesechutz L'Ishzar. And we learn out that Loi Sia is a Lashon of Loi Teheba Habayi L'Zar, that Kadushin should not be typhus if the Shemeris Yavam tries to get married to Ishzar. And the Gemara now continues and is Yehachi Shah Chavi Lavinami. If we just stated that Yavama L'Shuk, that although it's only Balav, that's Loi Tafsib HaKadushin, so why would Shimon HaTimni argue in Rabbi Kiva and state that Chayvi Lavin is Tafsib HaKadushin if L'Choyer he should be able to learn from the din of Yavama in Kedushin Tafsim B'Chayvi Lavin? And as Rashi points out, although certainly you can't learn based on a Kal V'Chayma from Yavama L'Shuk to other Chayvi Lavin, as there would not be a Kal V'Chayma, as the Kal V'Chayma only applied when you're trying to compare it to something that's more Chama, like Chayvi Mises and Chayvi Krisis, but Zok Rashi, at least we should learn it based on a Binyan Ab, that Ma Metzinim B'Yavama she B'Lav in Kedushin Tafsim Ba, Af Kol Shu B'Lav in Kedushin Tafsim Ba. And the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, Rav Papa explains, Chayvi Lavin Behedik Sibu, regarding all other Chayvi Lavin, it's actually mefurish in the Torah that Kedushin is not typhus by Chayvi Lavin. The Pasuk states in Pashki Seisei, Kisien l'ish tein Hashem, ha'achas ha'ahuva v'achas nua, v'yod loy bonim ha'ahuva v'as nua, v'hoya ben ha'bechor las nia, and then the Pasuk says, lo yukol v'akas ben ha'ahuva ha'pleh ben as nua ha'bechor. And Rav Papa points out, v'chiyesh nua l'fnei ha'mokim v'ahuva l'fnei ha'mokim, how could it be that the Torah would say halacha that you might think that there's a difference between a beloved wife or a wife that's hated by a husband, and that would make a difference as to halacha of Yerusha on the halacha of nachla, as certainly as Rashi states, claim of the chiyavasa is sinasi shabal chashuv lefnei amakel shanis din nachla b'shvila shehutzu chakasa lichtai loyichul bakas ben ahuva lo yavlo lemichtav ella kiyaz b'chol yakya v'no yedana lo yishna ima ahuva v'lo yishna ima snua. All the Torah should say is that a person can't choose one child over another, and therefore we'll know that it doesn't make a difference if he loves the mother or if the husband hates the mother. Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate anyone, and therefore it can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would change the halacha in the Torah based on a person's own preference. As Rashi states in Masechet Yevamos, Pshita Shem Zeh Seino, just because the husband hates her in a makam seino, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate her, and therefore why would have a habmina that there would be a change in the dinam nachla? Therefore a papa points out, Ela ahuva ahuva benusura, it must mean when the Torah states that she was a woman that was ahuva, it means that her marriage was beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as l'maisa this person married a beheta, and snua is snua b'nisua, and when it states that she was snua, means that the marriage with her and her husband was a heated marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it was done b'issa, the kam rachmana kisiena, and still the Torah states that even though there was an issa involved, it was kisiena l'ishtei nashim, and that it was a havaya, and it was kedushin, as kedushin is taifis b'chai v'lavin, and Ayin Rashi, who points out that the Gemara will ask that who said that the Torah is teaching us that the kedushin is taifis b'chai v'lavin, as maybe kedushin is actually not generally taifis b'chai v'lavin, and when the Torah calls her snua, it's referring to someone that married someone that was us to him based on issa say, and over there kedushin would be taifis, but you have no raya that kedushin would be taifis by chayvi lavin, and this will be discussed by the Gemara in a moment. And Taisus points out that l'chira, what is the raya of Rapapa that we're talking about a case where it was snua l'fnei amakim based on avera? Maybe when the Torah states that she was snua, it means that she was a rasha, but it's not relevant to the actual marriage. And Taisus says that in lefarish the tzidkas berishas kama dim kain lo yitzarch leima lo yuchel avaka. Do you think just because someone's mother is a Rasha, therefore the child will lose out from the Nachla? That since we're talking about a case where her Nesuyin was done by Issa, so over here one may have a Havmina that potentially the Torah does not consider this child to be the child of this father, and therefore he would lose out his Din Bechar and the Din Nachla. Therefore the Torah told us that you cannot change the Din of Nachla even though this child was born from a marriage that was done by Isser. And the Gemara continues, Lo Rabbi Kiva, the coin to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Omar, in Kedushin Taifas Mechai Vilavin, that Kedushin is not Taifas by Chol Chai Vilavin, Kisiena B'mai Mukim, L'chir, we have the Pasuk of Kisiena L'ishtei Noshim, Ha'achas Ahuv, Va'achas Nua, as Mashman, that Kedushin is Taifas by Chai Vilavin. And the Gemara answers, Ba'al Manal Kain Gadol, Chirab Sumai, that when the Torah tells us that this man was married to a Snua, it's referring to a person that got married to Al-Manal Kain Gadol, and there was an Issa Derais over there, and in the case of Al-Manal Kain Gadol, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that based on the din of Rabbi Simai, that Kedushin would be Taifas, even though it's Chayvi Lavin. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Simai stated, Min HaKolai Rabbi Kiva Issa Mamzo, Chutz Ma'al Manal Kohen Gadol, and Rabbi Kiva holds that by all Chayvi Lavin, that Rabbi Kiva says that in Kedushin Taifasin, and therefore any child that's born from such a relationship would be a Mamzo, aside from the case of Al Manal Kohen Gadol, where although there's an Issa Lav for a Kohen Gadol to marry an Al Mana, but Kedushin would be Taifas, and therefore the child would not be Al Mana, Shrei Amr Tayr Lo Yichalal, Chalulam Isav Ina Isam Mamzeres. And since Benegei Kain Gadol, the Pasuk states in Pashas Emma, Vehu Isha Bibsula Yikach, Amano Gusha Vachalol Zainas, Ila Laikach, Kim Bisulam Amma Vikach Isha, Vlechal Zarba Amma, Kiani Hashem Kadishai. And we learn that although a Kain is us to marry an Ammana, however, if a Kain Gadol does marry an Ammana, then that child that is born from this relationship will not be a Mamza and will only be a Chalol. And since we know that the Din of Mamzeres and the Din of Kedushin Taifas is Tolu Zebizer, therefore, if the child is not considered mamza, so we see that kedushin is taifis by an almana l'kain gadol. Therefore, if you are b'kiva, the way he will explain the pasuk in pasuk kiseitze of kisen l'shtei nashim achas ahuva v'achas nua is referring to a kain gadol that married almana and the kedushin was taifis, and then they had a child, and the Torah calls this woman a snua because, of course, it was also for the kain gadol to marry this woman. And the Gemara will now continue and state that in a chanami according to Rav Simai, we have a way to explain the pasuk according to Rav Akiva that's referring to a case where someone married almana l'kain gadol, and Rabbi Kiva is Maida that Kedushin is Taifas by Al-Manal L'Kain Gadol. However, the Gemara will now ask that L'maisa there is a Shita that holds, Rabbi Kiva holds, that in Kedushin Taifasin by all Chayri Labin, including Al-Manal L'Kain Gadol, and therefore, according to that Shita, how will we explain the Pasuk about Achas Nua, as where is it possible that someone can marry someone and Kedushin would be Taifas, even though the marriage is considered Sonu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Gemara will now go through this point. Rabbi Sheva D'Oma, and according to Rabbi Sheva, who stated, Bovin and Sabeach Al-Kiva Ben Yosef, let us come together and scream about the Shita of Akiva ben Yosef because he's being married with Mamzerim in Klai Yisrael Bechina, Rambam, as Rabbi Akiva holds that in Kedushin Taifsin by all Chayvi Lavin, and therefore if someone has a relationship with any Chayvi Lavin, that child would be a Mamza. And as Rabbi Shevav continues, Shaya Oimim, because Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef stated, Kol She'in Lo Biyah B'Yisrael Havla Mamza, for any person that it's Asa to have Biyah with in Klal Yisrael, the child would be a Mamza. And the Gemara continues, Hanichla Rabbi Shevav Ilafukim Rab Sumoy Kasi Shaper. And as we already explained this Gemara, Daf Samach Dalam Adav, that the Gemara states that there are two ways to understand the words of Rabbi Shevav, and if we understand the words of Rabbi Shevav, that is coming only to be lafukim Rabbi Shmai, and although Rabbi Shmai said Rabbi Akiva agrees that kedushin is taifis by a manul kain gadol, however Rabbi Shevav comes to argue on that point, and he says according to Rabbi Akiva, kedushin is not taifis by any chayvi lavin, including al manul kain gadol. If he's there, it's still possible for Rabbi Shevav to explain when the pasuk says ha'achasnua is referring to a person that married someone be'issa, and of course it's not talking about someone that married someone be'issa lav, as kedushin would not be taifis, and the pasuk says kisiena, but it's talking about someone that married an isasei, for example, a mitzri or a daimi. In that case, the Torah teaches us that even though Rabbi Akiva would agree that by isasei kedushin is taifis, that even so, that you loyichal levaker and you can't choose one child over the other, but negated din nachla. However, the Gemara continues that liyitami din nafshekama, if Rabbi Shevav is actually not going back on Simoi, he's actually saying his own svara, and he holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, kedushin is not even taifis by an isasei, vafilu chay beasei, but my mukum law. So how will you explain the pasuk when it states achas nua, as l'chor it is no type of marriage where there's an issa involved, where the Torah would state that kisiyana l'ish and kedushin is typhus, as l'fi Rabbi Shevav, Rabbi Akiva holds that kedushin is not even typhus by an issa say, and how will Rabbi Akiva explain the pasuk of achas nua? And therefore the Gemara answers that even according to Rabbi Shevav, there is a case l'fi Rabbi Akiva where kedushin is typhus by an issa say, and that is by a ba'ul kain gadol, if a kain gadol gets married to ba'ula, and even though Rabbi Akiva would hold generally in kedushin typhusin by an issa say, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that kedushin is taifis by a ba'ula kain gadol, and when the Torah states ha'achas nua, it's referring to a kain gadol who married a ba'ula. And Gemara asks, ma'ishna, and l'chayu, what is the difference between the issa ba'ula kain gadol, where we're saying that Rabbi Akiva would agree that kedushin is taifis, and the issa of mitzri and adami, where it's also an issa say, and Rabbi Akiva holds that in kedushin taifsin according to Rabbi Shevav? And the Gemara answers, mishum d'havale aseish ain shav b'kol, because a ba'ula kain gadol is an asay which is only relevant to a kain gadol, and since it's not relevant to anyone else, therefore this issa is not considered as chomer, and for Rabbi Akiva, kedushin will be typhus, and the child will not be a mamzer. Let us see Rashi do a mask of bulu kain gadol dasehu dechsev, as the pasuk states in Pashas Emma Ishu b'bsula yikach, and we learn out v'loy b'ula v'lava ba mechlal asay is an asay. And Rashi then continues and asks that l'chayra, if this woman is b'ula, l'chayra the only way to become b'ula is either by being an almana, and almana is asatur kain gadol, or she's a grusha, and a grusha is asatur kain gadol, or she was a zayna, and of course a zayna is asatur kain gadol. And Zak Rashi, the b'ula pnuya lav zayni, that if a woman is a pnuya and she has bia, that does not make her into a zayna. K'tam b'yivamis ain zayna el gyeris mishucharis b'shenevela bilas nus ubias issa l'pasala. But someone that is a pnuya and has a bia, even if it's out of marriage and out of wedlock, that would not make her into a zayna. The Gemara continues and asks a question that we mentioned beforehand, Rabbanon, and according to Shimon HaTimni and the other Tanayim who hold that kedushin is teifas b'chayvi lavin, and the way that they understood it is from the pasuk of kisiyana l'ishtei nashim ha'achas aruva v'achas nua, and the Torah used a lashon kisiyana, and v'achas nua is referring to someone who is married to someone that snua l'fnei hamakom because it was an issa to marry her and it was a lav. And the Gemara asks, what is your raya adamukilah b'chayvi lavin? Why are you forced to say when the Torah stated ha'achas nua that's referring to chayvi lavin, and therefore you had a raya that kedushin is teifas b'chayvi lavin? Look, me b'chayvi asay, we just saw that according to Rabbi Akiva that he explained the lashon ha'achas nua that's referring to an issa say, and let us say that the Torah is telling us that if someone's married to a mitzri, a daimi, or a ba'ula kayin gadol, that the din is that the kedushin is typhus, but in a chanami, maybe b'degei chayvi labin, and kedushin typhusin b'chayvi labin. And the Gemara answers, hani chayvi esay, my ninu, what case of chayvi esay would we say the Torah is referring to when it says achas nua, ish day mitzriyash, shtey in snues? If both wives were mitzriyas, then both of them are snues, and why would the Torah say ta achas huva v'achas nua, and the achas mitzvahs v'achas yisraelis, and if one of them was a mitzriyas, and therefore it was an isasei, and the other one was Yisraelis, shtei noshim me'am echabinon, since the Torah states, kisiyen le'ish shtei noshim ha'achas huva v'achas nua, and it gives us a loshin of shtei noshim, so it's mashma that both women are similar, and at least they come from the same nation, and either are both Yisraelim, or both mitzriyas, and therefore, how can you have achas huva v'achas nua? Therefore, it must be that both of them are Yisraelis, and one there is no isalav, and the other one has an isalav, and therefore, since the Torah says, kisiyena, so we see that kedushin is typhus b'chai b'lavin, but the Gemara asks that we could still give you a case where both wives were from from one nation and they were both from Klal Yisrael, the Torah is referring to a Kohen Gadol that married a Basula as well as a Ba'ula, and therefore when it says Achas Nua is referring to the Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, which is Isase, and exactly like we explained according to Rabbi Kiva and according to Rabbi Shevev, and the Gemara answers Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, that if we're referring to the case of Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, that is a great Dachuk as Miksiv Kisiyana L'Kohen, as if that would be the case, then the Torah should actually specify and say that there were two wives that were married to a Kohen, and therefore by the fact that it says Kisiyana L'Ish, so therefore it must be talking by a regular Yisrael, and therefore we can't say that it's talking Dafka by a Ba'ula Kohen Gadol. Therefore it must be that when the Torah states that he was married to two women who were Yisraelim, and it was Achas Nua, it must be that one of them had an Isalab, and even so, Kedushin is Typhus, and this is the Makar according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, as well as the other Tanayim that argue in Rabbi Kiva, that Kedushin is Typhus, Bechai B'Lavin. And the Gemara now is bothered that L'chair, according to Rabbi Kiva, we had to explain the Pasuk that states Achas Nua, that either it's referring to someone that had a relationship and got married to a Chai V'Asei, meaning a Mitzri and Adami, and therefore it comes out that only one of their wives was a Mitzris, and the other one was a Yisrael, and L'chair, the Pasuk says Shtei Nashim, and it would seem to apply that we're talking about two women that come from the same nation and are similar to each other. And according to Rabbi Shevev, we explain that when the Torah states Achas Nua, it's referring to Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, and we just stated that if it's true, then the Torah should have said Kisiyana L'Kohen, and instead the Pasuk says Kisiyana L'Ish, and therefore the Mashmais of the Pasuk is that we're not talking about Ba'ula Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara therefore states, Rabbi Kiva Ba'kochach Shafke L'Kra, David Dachiku Mukin Afshei, since Rabbi Kiva knew from the Pasha of Yibam that in Kedushin Taifsim B'chai B'Lavin, therefore according to Rabbi Kiva, he would have to be Dachik this Pasuk, and he will have to explain that when the Pasuk states that Achas Nua, it's either referring to someone that married a Mitzri Adayme, where there was an Isasei, and even though it's a Dachik, because the Pasuk states, Kisiyana L'ish Shtei Nashim, and it would seem that we're talking about a case where both women were from one nation, and according to Rabbi Shevev, we will have to explain that it's talking about a Ba'ula Kohen Gadol, and even though the Pasuk says Kisiyana L'ish, and it doesn't state Kisiyana L'Kohen, and the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, and it quotes from the fourth category of a Mishnah, the Chol Mishein La, Loya La, V'Loya L'Chem Kedushin, and this woman where Kedushin is not Typhus, not for this man, and not for others, then Avlak Kamaisa, then any child that is born will be like her, Ve'ezezeh, and what is he referring to? Zevlat Shifcha V'Nachris, is referring to a scenario when Evan Ivri got married to a Shifcha Knanis, or as we will see in a moment, where there was a Mamza that got married to a Shifcha Knanis, and even though that child would be considered Eved, this child is only an Eved and not a Mamzer, and therefore, if the Adin allows this Eved to go out free, then the Eved will now be a full-fledged Yisrael and will not be considered a Mamzer. And the same would apply if Yisrael has a relationship with a Nachris, although we previously stated that in any case where Kedushin is not Typhus, then the child would be a Mamzer. However, in these cases, since the Kedushin of this woman would not be Typhus to this man or to any other man, therefore, this child is not considered a Mamzer, and the child is considered a full-fledged guy, and therefore, if the child becomes a ger, then the child will be mutalavi bekal and would not be considered a mamzer. And our Gemara begins shifcha knanis minolan. That how do we know that if a regular Jewish person tries to marry shifcha knanis, that kedusha would not be typhus? Rav Huna states as Amar Kra, as the pasuk says b'negeya eliezer evad avram shvul chempoy imachamar. And we learn out ama daimel chamar that it's a nation that's compared to chamar. And just like certainly kedusha cannot be typhus with chamar, therefore kedusha is not typhus with an eved or a shifcha knanis. And the Gemara continues eshkon dlei tafsir b'kedusha. So now we see that Kedushin is not Typhus, but L'chair, we had a klal that any time that Kedushin is not Typhus, then the child is a Mamzor, and we continue on Daf Samachas on Beis, Vlad the Kamaisa Manolan, so had on Mishnah state that the Vlad would be considered like the Shifcha Knanis and will not be considered a Mamzor. And the Gemara states, the Amakra, as the Pasuk states in Pash Mishpatim, in Madain of Yitin Loy Isha, V'yod Loy Banam Oivanais, Ha'isha V'yodah, Tila Dada, Hu Yetze Begat Pai, we know that the Adon of Evad Ivri could allow his Evad Ivri to have relationship with the Shifcha Knanis. The Torah tells us that when the Evad Ivri goes out free, the child does not go with him, as his child is considered a full-fledged Eved Knani, and therefore we see that he has a status like his mother, like the Shifcha Knanis, and therefore we see that this child is not considered a Mamzer, and the child is considered a full-fledged Eved Knani, and once this Eved Knani would be Meshuchra, then the Eved Knani would have a din like a regular Ger, and he would be Mutal Lovi Bakal. And the Gemara continues and discusses the next case in the Mishnah, Nachris Menolan, and how do we know that if Yisrael wants to marry a Goy, that it would not be a Val Kedushin, and Ein Kedushin Taifsin, and Amakra, the Pasuk states, Leisis Chatim Bam, that you cannot have Chasna with a Goy, and as Rashi says, Leisei Lecha Bam, Tairis Chiton. And in order to understand the next Gemara, let us read a couple of Psukim in Pashat Veschanon, as the Psukim over there are talking about when Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael, and they take over the Zion Amim. And the Torah states, when the son of Hashem Lekecha Lefanecha Vekisam, Hacharin Tachrim Meisam, Leisichis Lembris, Vleisichonim, and then the Torah says, Leisis Chatim Bam, you should not get married to them, Bitch Leisitin Lebnai, you should not give over your daughter to their sons, and Uvitoi Leisikach Lebnecha, their daughters, you should not take for your sons. And then the pasuk states, ki yoseh espincha me'acharai, and over there, the pasuk is actually talking about a person's grandchild, and the pasuk tells us, if you allow your daughter to marry one of their sons, and then they have a child, then that child who is considered your son, as it's considered your grandchild, that child will turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will go serve Avodah Zarah. And since the pasuk uses Lashon Zachar and says, ki yoseh espincha, when he takes your grandchild away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we see it's talking about someone that had his daughter marry a guy. Therefore, our Gemara will explain that it's only in a case where your daughter married a guy, we consider that that child, which is your grandchild, is considered your grandchild. However, if your son married their daughter, then that grandson is not considered your grandson, since this grandchild was born from a nachris and from a woman who is a guy. Therefore, the child is miuchas after the woman, and the child is considered a full-fledged guy. And as the Gemara now explains, ashkach le tafsa b'kedushei, so we now saw that if a Yisrael tries to marry a nachris, that kedusha will not be taifas, but vlad kemaisa menolon. How do we know that that vlad is not considered a mamzer and it's considered a full-fledged guy, just like this woman? And Amar Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bechai, so Rabbeinu stated the name of Shimon Bechai, as we mentioned that the pasuk states in Parshas Veskanan, ki yoseh bincha me'acharai, bincha habam Yisraelis kari bincha, that your son that comes from Yisraelis is considered your grandchild, ve'in bincha habam and ibid eskavim kari bincha el bina. Any grandson that is born from a goya and from a nachris is not considered your grandson. Our Mishnah taught us that vlad kemaisa, that this child is miyuchas after its mother and after the nachris, and therefore the child is considered a guy and not considered a mamzer. And if this child will become a ger, then the child will be mutter lovi bekal. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravina, so Ravina states, Shema Mina, that we see from this memory of Rabbi Yechon, the name of Shem Baichai, that although a ben bincha habam and oived eschavim is not considered your child, however, ben bincha habam and oived eschavim kari bincha, that if a person has a grandchild from his daughter that was married to a guy, that child will be miyuchas after the daughter and will be considered a full-fledged Jew. And Rashi and Diba Maschel, ve'im bincha habam and oived eschavim kari bincha, explains, with like Sivnami kisasas bincha, that since the Torah only said kiyasir and didn't say kisasas bincha, just like the Torah stated bitcho leisitel b'nai, and it said a reciprocal case of bitcho leisitel b'necha, so l'chayr should have also said kisasas bincha me'acharai va'avdu alhim achirim, and therefore we would see that the same reasoning applies even where a male Yisrael marries a nachris. As Rashi states, the nishma minei, that we'd be able to understand if the Torah says kisasas bincha, the kapit nami krav b'itai leisitel b'ncha mishum kisasas haben hanoy lavi bincha alma ben ha'idut chavim ena kari bincha el b'na. And therefore we see that the child of Eidus Chavim is not considered a person's grandchild, and it's only considered her child, and therefore it's considered a full-fledged guy. The Gemara now continues that name of Kasav Ravina, the Lachira, based on this din that Ravina just taught us, so it seems that Ravina would hold Eivik Chavim ve'Eved ha'bal Bas Yisrael ha'vlad mamza, since if an Eivik Chavim or an Eved have a relationship with Bas Yisrael, the child is not considered a guy, therefore it's considered a Jew. If so, as Rashi says, that since it's Bas Yisraelis Shadin Alei, the Kivin Shabar Veir Noilad, and since this child was born through an Avera, Havali Yisrael Pasal Kishan Nold and Ramisha Ain Love Kedushin, and therefore it should have a din, just like any other Yisrael that's Pasal, that was born from someone that's in love Kedushin. And if so, this should fit into the third category of a Mishnah, and the child should be considered a Mamzer. L'maisa, there is a Machlekes, if in the case of Yvicham and Eved, that will Baal Bas Yisrael, if the child is considered a Mamzer, or the child is not considered a Mamzer. And the Gemara answers, Nahi the Kosh Lehavi, that certainly according to Ravina, we see that this child is not considered a guy, and is considered a Jew that was born of Avera, and therefore it can't be that this child would be considered kosher, but mamzer loy have, but it's also not considered a mamzer, as the only way that a child would consider a mamzer is only if kedusha is not typhus to this person, but kedushin can be typhus. And since we are goy or an eved with Baal Bas Yisrael, their kedushin cannot be typhus to any Jew, and therefore it doesn't fit into the third category of Mishnah, and therefore certainly it would not create a din of mamzeris. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, the mamzer meishes aviv yalif, ma eishes av, the ingloy leh kedushin, al yesh le kedushin al acheres, val loksiv shavlad mamzer, the sum of leh liyavi mamzer. Therefore, the only time that we apply the din of a mamzer is only specifically in the exact case of the third category of the Mishnah, she'ein le'o le'a kedushin, avul yesh le'kedushin al-acheres, la'fuke evichavim, the less le'kedushin klal, but b'negei evichavim, since kedushin is not typhus to anyone in klal Yisrael, therefore, the din of mamzeris does not apply. However, pasul mikri, as Rashi says, kishal nol de mavir mechavi laben o yasei, she'ein a mamzerin, just like someone is born from an avira of chavi laben or yasei, that according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, and according to all other Tanoim, aside from Rabbi Kiva, that the din is that kedushin is typhus, and therefore they're not considered mamzerim, but certainly it's not a good thing, and therefore the child is considered pasul, and therefore any child that's born from relationship with a guy is also considered pasul, even though they're a full-fledged Jew, but this child that was born from a Chavim or Eved that was Baal Bas Yisrael is not considered considered a mamzer, even according to Ravina. And the Gemara continues to ask the question that your makar, that kedusha is not typhus by inachris, is based on a pasuk of loitzis chatanbam that is discussing the case of shivus amun. And lechera, maybe the Torah only was machir by shivus amun that kedusha is not typhus. And hahu b'shiva goyim ksiv sha'umis minolan. And therefore, the Gemara asks that since that pasuk has only been negated shiva goyim, so maybe that din only applies to shivus amun. However, negated sha'umis, the din would be that kedusha is typhus. And the Gemara explains amakra ki yasas bincha l'rabbis kolam asirim, that since the pasuk continues and says the lashon of kiyasas bincha, and the Torah didn't have to go into such great detail, therefore it must be that's coming to tell us that in all cases where a person goes and tries to get married to someone has the potential to remove the person from Klal Yisrael and to make him go and serve Avodah Zarah, so the pasuk of Leisa Schatenbam applies as well, and kedushin is not typhus. And the Gemara states Hanichla Rav Shimon Darish Taima Dekra. This makes sense according to Rav Shimon, who is Darish Taima Dekra, and Rashi explains that Bishleima according to Rav Shimon that is Darish Taima Dekra. Therefore, the Torah would not have to tell us the reason why you can't get married to a nachris, and therefore, by the fact that the Torah says the lashon kiyaser, so it must be extra. Therefore, it must be coming to be marbo that this then applies to all other nations as well, and not only to the Zion Amun. However, Rashi says Rabbanon istuch kral fushi taima b'zayin umas kufayu, that the pasuk actually has to tell us the reasoning but the gate of Zion umas umute shar umas she'ina adukin ba'avidus chavin kamaisan, and the Torah is actually telling us that but the gate of other umas this din would not apply as they're not adik in avidus chavim like the Zion umas kedekayim alon like we learn umas shebechutz la'aretz lab avidus chavimin al minig avisim b'yadayim, those foreign nations that were not in Eretz Yisrael even though they served avidus zarah, that was not based on a full fledged belief system and it was only based on minig avisim b'yadayim. Therefore the Gemara is fully isolated ribuye, so therefore the ribuye of kiyosah is not extra v'sha'a umayis minolan, and how do we know that this din applies to other umayis that ain't kedushin taifsim ben el rabbanon my taima, but according to rabbanon that since the Torah discusses shivus amun over here, so l'chir how do you extend this to all masirim if l'chir they're not there is time of the craw. And the Gemara answers inachin ami delafid rabbanon, they don't learn this from the pasuk of leis chatanbam, but they learn it from the pasuk b'negei yifas Torah as amakra, as the pasuk in kiseitze states v'achin kin tavi leo be'alto, that only afterwards will the man that went to war and found the Yifas Torah be able to have beer with her. The pasuk ends off for Haisel Chal Isha, and at that point there will be kedushin and he'll be able to marry her, and at that point there will be havaya. And it's mashma michlal de mikurl leitasu b'kedushin, that prior to that point kedushin is not typhus because kedushin is not typhus with the guy. And as Rashi explains v'achin kain la'achin shetisha kafi gzeres hakasav shehitel lachal Yifas Torah, that after she remains by you for the amount of time and you did exactly as the Torah told us in order to be matter you the Yifas Torah v'haisel lachal ksiv darish ba havaya. Gemara now is Eshlan Leitafsu B'Kedushin. According to Rabbanon, we now find Kedushin is not even typhus by a woman that is not even part of Zion Amun, but Vlad Kamaisim and Olan. How do we know that even though it's not Tafsu B'Kedushin, that the child will not be considered a mamzo, and the child will have a din exactly like its mother and will be considered a full fledged guy, and therefore, if the child is Megayer, then the child will be Mutalavi B'Kal? And the Gemara explains that since a few psukim later in Pasuk Seitei, the Pasuk states, Kisien al Ishte Nashim and we learn out that any time that we say that there was a valid marriage and kedushin was taifis, then we consider the child to be milchus after the father. And any time that we do not consider that it was a valid marriage and the kedushin was taifis, for example, where a man marries a guy, so therefore the child will not be milchus after the zachar, and it'll be milchus achreha, and therefore the child will be considered a full-fledged guy and will not be considered a mamzer. And the Gemara continues and goes back to the original makar that we had, that a shivcha knanis child is considered like the shivcha knanis, as the pasuk stated ishiv yodeh til adonel. And the Gemara now is the lechayra we just brought a makar b'negeya a guy kisien l'ishiv yodloi, and we learned a cloud that kol heichad lekarin be kisiena lekarin be yodloi. So lechayra ihachi shivcha nami. So why would we need a pasuk of ishiv yodeh til adonel if lechayra we can learn the same din b'negeya shivcha knanis, that if a person has a relationship with the Shivcha Knanis, since Kedushin is not Taifas Ba, as we learned at Daf Samach Chesamun Aleph, as the Pasuk calls them a Chamar, and therefore, just like Kedushin is not Taifas by a Chamar, Kedushin is not Taifas by a Shivcha Knanis either. Therefore, the Klal of Kol Hechel Leikarinim Be Kisiena, Leikarinim Be Vyodolai, would also apply by Negei Shivcha Knanis. And the Gemara answers, Ein Chanami, that really a Shivcha Knanis is learned out from this Klal as well. Ella Isha Vyodel Tiel Danel Lamali, and if so, why would this Pasuk have to say that the woman and her children have to remain with the Adon and will not go out free with their father who is the Eved Ivri, if L'chari it's Pashut, since these children are not Miyuchis after the Eved Ivri and the only Miyuchis after the Shivcha Knanis, so they're full-fledged Avodim Knanim, and therefore certainly they will remain with the Adoin. Gemara answers that in Chinami that we don't need the pasuk of Ish Vildel Tila Ladanel teach us that Vlad Kamaisa, but we need it for the following Braisa, and we continue on Daf Samach Tesim Nalav that Im Lashivchasa Reya Baskarin Vladka Eved have Vlad Kamaisa Div Rabbi Yisrael Levi. Rabbi Yisrael Levi taught us that if someone says to a Shivcha who is pregnant that you should be a Baskarin and he gives a Get Shichra, even though at that time he actually writes in the Get Shichra, but your Vladis should be my Eved and they should stay with me. And Rabbi Yisrael Levi teaches us that the Vladis will be like Kara and they will go out Lachiris. How will Chum argue on Rabbi Yisrael Levi? And they say Devar Kayamim that he has the ability to split the Shivcha from the child. And although the Shivcha will go out and become a Baskarin, but the child will remain an Eved Knani. And as we will see, the next part of Braisa is actually a continuation of Rabbi Yisrael Levi, and it's actually a Makar to Rabbi Yisrael Levi's din. And Mishum Shanema, Rabbi Yisrael Levi explains, because the Pasuk says, HaYishivildeh Tiladanel, only time that the child belongs to the Adin is only when the Shivcha Knanis also belongs to the Adin. But once the Adin lets the Shivcha Knanis out free, then her unborn children will also go out free with her. Right now, the Gemara has a Havamina that this Lashon of Mishum Shanema, HaYishivildeh Tiladanel, is going back on the words of Chum that said, Devar Kiyamin, and the child will be an Eved. And the Gemara therefore asks, my Talmudah, how do Rabbanan learn from this Pasuk their din that Devar Kayamin? And the Gemara answers, Amarava ad Rabbi Yisrael Levi, that in Chanami, this part of the Braisa is the Makar of Rabbi Yisrael Levi's din, if the mother is let out and is no longer Shivcha Knanis, if when she receives her Shtah Shichra, she is Muberis, that child will go out free with her and will not be an Eved Knani. And we learn it from the Pasuk of Ishavi Yildah, Tila Dada, as we explained, and we will stop over here.